If a person believed in God, would it ever be a proper thing for him to get some answer to prayer he could show other people about? If a man is a Christian and moving along in a community, living in a community among people who are not Christians, should he ever exercise his faith to get an answer to prayer that other people would see and he would tell them about it? The answer to this question, I think, can be felt as we study further about the Apostle Paul. We are in chapter 28, and we are at that point in Paul's life where he and the whole company of those men who had been on the ship are now on the island of Malta. The ship they have been riding has been destroyed, but every single man is on that island safe. And Paul is there with them. Most of them are pagan people, but Paul is a Christian person. And now we're going to see that Paul actually does some things in the presence of other people which only God can enable him to do. And he does this thing, apparently, in order to show people about God. So now here in chapter 28, we're going to start reading in verse 7. And if we read verses 7 to 10, we have the record of an account of where Paul exercised his faith about sickness and actually brought about something that you and I would call faith healing with people who were not believers. Notice it as I read in the book of Acts, chapter 28, verse 7, starting on to read from there. In the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, that's in that area where they'd been thrown on the shore, where the ship was wrecked and they all came to shore, were the possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. Remember that when they first found the common people treated them with no little kindness. And now here is the principal man, the chief man of the island, and he treats them courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. Now this is an actual demonstration of the power of God done with pagan people out in the open so everybody can see it. So when this was done, others came also which had diseases in the island, came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they laded us with such things as were necessary. So this went on for the space of about 3 months. Day in and day out and week after week, when Paul lived among these people, he exercised his faith on their behalf in such a way that they came to look to him for benefits to be received. I am interested, very much interested, in the way in which this happened, because it made an impression on people. Now, the faith that was exercised was Paul's faith. And the man who was helped, however, was a pagan man. In other words, when the Christian person exercises his faith about anything, everybody else around him is benefited. You don't have to be a Christian to be benefited. There is a blessing for all those who are associated with true believers. If you have a true believer around and you associate with him and he's being blessed, you can share in the blessing. Now we go on with the story. And we are in chapter 28 now and reading on from verse 11. Let me just read it to you and comment. And after 3 months, so they stayed on the island of Malta for 3 months, during which time they had evidently developed a very kindly relationship with these people. After 3 months, we departed in a ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the isle, whose sign was Castor and Pollux. I'm not too sure that I can understand all of why this is mentioned here, and what is the significance of this sign of these mythological characters, Castor and Pollux. I think it's just a matter of identification. They flew that flag, as it were, and they'd wintered in the island, and they wanted to go to Rome, and so Apostle Paul and his company, they got their passage on this ship. And landing at Syracuse, we tarried there 3 days, and from thence we fetched a compass, that is, we followed according to the way the compass led, and we made a complete turn, and came to Rhegium. After 1 day the south wind blew, and we came the next day to Puteoli, where we found brethren, and were desired to tarry with them 7 days, and so we went toward Rome. Now the story is ordinary, just a routine thing. You may be in the will of God, but the things that you do are ordinary things. I expect many and many a housewife knows this to be true. You want this particular day to live in a way that will be acceptable to God. Well, you'll have breakfast to get. You'll have the dishes to wash. You'll have the floors to sweep. You'll have the house to straighten up and the beds to make. Things will keep you busy until noon, then you'll have lunch to prepare. Then you'll be busy all afternoon with various things, then you'll have the evening dinner to prepare. Then you'll be busy again cleaning up and taking care of the children, then you'll put them to bed. And so far as your day is concerned, it will largely be a routine day. That's all right. Don't be surprised about that. There's nothing wrong about that. And here we find that they had this routine experience. But in verse 14 we see that when they came to this one place, they found brethren and were desired to tarry with them 7 days. I'd like to make something of that. Whenever you see that they found brethren, you know they were looking for them. That is to say, these Christians, traveling along the way in which they were, kept looking around among the people they met for a Christian, for some other believer. And when they were found, when they got together, these other believers wanted them to stay with them 7 days. This is the blessing of fellowship among believers. It's very important. It comes out in the 15th verse. And from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as the Appii Forum and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. In other words, there was strength derived from the presence of other believers. And so let me say to you now, just as you found Paul found it, as they traveled along under these circumstances, and he was very friendly with the Roman soldiers, with his captors and everything like that. But any time he saw a Christian, he was drawn to that Christian in a special way. It's an important thing to share in the company of other believers. I hope that no matter what church you go to or no matter where you live, that you've got some people marked in that church, you just know they're Christian. That you know somewhere in the community in which you live, you just know there's a Christian. And I want to tell you that if you go to such people and share in company with them, it'll be good for you, because it'll strengthen you. We're in verse 15. You notice there, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. In other words, there's strength and courage to be derived from the presence of other believers. It's important to have dealings with them. We gain courage because we have just been talking to another Christian. We give encouragement to people when we tell them that we're Christian. And now we see something in verse 16. When we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard, but Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with a soldier that kept him. There's no question about it. Paul got special consideration, got special treatment. And I raise the question with you. Do you think he'd have gotten this special treatment if he'd been a sulky prisoner? If he had been a resentful, rebellious man, do you think he'd gotten this kind of treatment? In other words, the fact that Paul conducted himself humbly and meekly, that he went out and worked, he collected sticks for the fire, he did various kind of things in every way. And I think in so doing, he must have made friends. I think he affected the captain and the other responsible people. They found out that this man was someone that they could be friendly with, and someone that could be esteemed, and someone that was worth trusting in. And so we find in verse 16 that he was treated with special consideration. The captain of the guard actually suffered him to dwell by himself with a soldier there to make sure that he was under sort of house arrest. And now we come down to verses 17 to 20, and we see something about Paul's conduct that is of importance to us. It came to pass that after 3 days Paul called the chief of the Jews together, and when they were come together, he said unto them, Men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against the people or customs of our fathers, yet was I delivered prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who, when they had examined me, would have let me go, because there was no cause of death in me. But when the Jews spake against it, I was constrained to appeal unto Caesar, not that I had ought to accuse my nation of. And so he goes on. For this cause, therefore, have I called you, to see you and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain. Paul comes into the community as a prisoner. He is a prisoner of the Roman guards. That's enough to disqualify him in people's minds. I can imagine some people wouldn't want to have anything to do with a preacher who had gotten into this kind of trouble. So Paul arrived in this fashion. But the first thing he did, within 3 days, he called the chief of the Jews together and gave them a frank statement about the situation. It's important to give plain testimony as to one's own course of conduct. If you were going into a situation and you had something against you, as Paul had here, he was a prisoner, this is what he did. He called the chief ones together and talked to them privately. He showed them the evidence that he was a man of God and that he was a man that had been blessed, but also he made it clear to them that he was being accused, and he told them why. For this cause, therefore, have I called for you to see you and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain. It was important to give plain testimony to his own people in his own handwriting about what had just taken place. Our God and Heavenly Father, help us so to conduct ourselves as we go along, that we might be able to share with others the things of the Lord and be looked upon as a believer. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.